Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We owe it to our service members to fulfill our constitutional obligations and vote to end endless wars.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia says the repeal of decades-old authorizations for the use of military force in Iraq is long overdue. The Senate voted Thursday to advance legislation to repeal authorizations for the 1991 Persian Gulf War and the 2002 Iraq War. 19 Republicans supported the measure. Lawmakers say it's time to reclaim congressional powers over U.S. military actions. Vice President Kamala Harris met with public health advocates Thursday as they brace for a ruling from a federal judge in Texas which could limit access to abortion medication nationwide.
If politicians can start using the court to undo doctors' decisions, imagine where that could lead.
A conservative Christian group is seeking to reverse FDA approval of the drug mifepristone, which combined with another drug is the most common form of abortion in the U.S. Meanwhile, the governor of Utah has signed a bill effectively banning abortion clinics beginning next year. At least 80 bills in 23 states aim to restrict mail-in voting, making it harder to request a ballot or have it counted, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota says mail-in voting was secure both before and during the pandemic.
And the key is voters got used to it, they liked it, and attempts to roll this back and to make it harder to vote are the wrong way to go for our country.
Efforts to curb mail-in voting in GOP-led states are being fueled by unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. Senator Lindsey Graham has introduced legislation to codify two recent Supreme Court rulings, Bruin and Heller, protecting Americans' rights to own guns and use them outside the home for self-defense.
To conservatives, this is a wake-up call. We need you. Understand what's going on here.
Graham says President Biden's recent executive order on gun safety chips away at the Second Amendment. By codifying the rulings, the Supreme Court would have greater difficulty in altering or reversing them in the future. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says America's banking system remains solid following some of the nation's largest bank collapses in history.
I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them.
The Senate finance hearing grew tense when Yellen told lawmakers President Biden is willing to work with them on reforming Social Security. GOP Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana abruptly cut her off, declaring, "That's a lie." I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you? Well, they're